Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 18th. See, I lay in a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line. Isaiah spoke these words of God to his contemporaries when his nation was in a great deal of trouble. Assyria was breathing down its neck, having conquered much of the northern kingdom and setting its sights on the plumb prize of Jerusalem. At the same time, Judah's leaders, from its royal family to its priests, judges, and high officials, were all corrupt and self-serving in all of their dealings. And the people were no different than their leaders. The most pressing trouble Judah's leaders were trying to deal with was those pesky Assyrians and their fearsome reputation for wreaking havoc and widespread death in their campaigns of conquest. Somebody, probably the king, said, "I know, we'll make a treaty with Egypt. They'll fight for us and help us protect our territory. All we have to do is pay Pharaoh some tribute and have friendly trading relations with Egypt. They are our friends." Does a bad alliance ever do anything good for the vulnerable? Certainly not here. God describes this treaty, secretly struck by Judah's leaders, as their covenant with death. Everything Judah hoped would protect them would be swept away in the onslaught of Assyria and the destruction of Pharaoh's pathetic army, let alone Judah's wimpy forces. You probably know the importance of a cornerstone in building a structure. The quality of everything built after it and on it depends on the soundness of the cornerstone. If the cornerstone is defective, or not true, or plumb, or set on bedrock, nothing else will be true, or plumb, or solid. The structure with a poorly laid cornerstone or a defective cornerstone will inevitably fall apart. But this cornerstone that God has already laid is a tested cornerstone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. So here's the tie to the covenant with death. This treaty the leadership entered into with Egypt had a rotten foundation, a defective cornerstone with unreliable plumb and level lines because it bypassed God's expressed will. So it would not stand. The death that the people of Judah had hoped to avoid would come despite their efforts and their alliances. Paul had Isaiah in mind often when he wrote on the implications of faith in Christ for the conduct of believers, especially with this metaphor from Isaiah 28. He wrote to the Corinthians, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Christ Jesus." In other words, the same foundation of which God spoke in Isaiah 28. "If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work." So, my friends, will we be like Judah and build with wood, hay, stubble, and watch it all burn down? Or will we be like Isaiah and build with the gold of unmovable faith, the silver of sacrificial service, and the costly stone of perseverance? Only that will last. Thanks for joining me today on the Daily Dose, and we'll be back tomorrow.